Is the Great Commission only for North American Christians? I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Around the world, one ministry is training people to share the gospel in their own cultural context, and we often underestimate the power of a single Bible. Find your place in these stories and more right now on Mission Network News. The coronavirus, COVID-19, has infected over 73,000 people around the world and has made travel and other missions work difficult. But North American missionaries face more consistent challenges as well. Barbara of Global Disciples.
Right now, of course, everybody's paying attention to the coronavirus and the immediate health needs and what that can do for people moving between countries. You also have issues where you've got political repercussions that countries won't allow Americans in, Americans won't allow their people in, visas start shutting down. You have some areas where for diplomatic reasons or war zones, Americans are not allowed to travel.
This is why Global Disciples uses a different method to spread the gospel in other countries, training Christians born there who already know the language and culture.
They also have an understanding of the history and context that we coming in from the outside wouldn't have because they've been there. They've lived through the crisis. They've been the refugee. They've been through the economic ups and downs. They understand how things work in their country because they've lived it their entire life.
Give to Global Disciples to support their work. Pray that God would use it to spread the gospel and be the Christian on the ground in your culture and context. Tens of millions of deaf people have no access to God's word in sign language. Fewer than 50 of the world's 400-plus sign languages have any scripture portions, and no sign language has a complete Bible. Thankfully, these numbers are changing as deaf believers translate God's word into their heart sign language. A man we'll call George works with some of these teams through Deaf Bible Society.
I'm working with teams in Eurasia, and then on the larger scope of things, maybe 8 to 10 groups that are either just getting started or have a fledgling translation project.
As a field coordinator, George makes sure the team has everything it needs to finish the translation on time and under budget. Plus,
I work behind the scenes to help facilitate discipleship, sometimes just building skills so that they can be effective both in the translation work but also in their personal lives.
Find the full report at missionnews.org. And until then, please pray.
Pray that the field coordinators stay close to our Heavenly Father, that we would walk in the Spirit, understand how best to serve the teams in their context.
Now take some time to imagine your home. How many Bibles do you have? Search the bookshelves, nightstands, and dresser drawers, and if you're like the average American household, you'll probably find 3 or 4 more. That's why it can sometimes be hard for us to understand just how precious a copy of God's Word can be. Jason Wolford of Mission Cry, however, knows exactly how far one Bible can go.
When you provide a Bible, that Bible will be read and given and shared throughout its life cycle by 20 people. And then on top of that, when you look at a pastor of a church in Uganda or Kenya or the Philippines or Bangalore, India, that gets a Bible from us, you're talking about congregations of church plants that sometimes even the pastor doesn't own a Bible.
Do the math, and in some cases, one Bible could start ripples that affect millions of people. That's why Mission Cry's Bible Drive is so important.
The Word of God is something that changes your life. It's the only thing that doesn't return void. I've said it time and time again. God reminds us in His Word time and time again that everything will perish. Everything returns void except His Word. And so you have the ability to give that to someone overseas.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. We depend on you and our sponsors to keep MNN on the air. Every bit helps as we look at the headlines through the lens of the Great Commission. Consider giving today. Just click the support tab at our website. Find us at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.